And on the line with me now is my good buddy. He is a person who was instrumental in helping our friend Glenn Beck become the worldwide name icon that he had become. And that is none other than attorney extraordinaire. I have a real live Philadelphia lawyer on the phone with me. He has his own show on Red State Talk Radio. His name, Joe Carey. Joe, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for being there, brother. How are you?
Well, I'm speechless after that introduction, but thank you. That was very kind of you, CL.
Joe, it's well-deserved, and I thank you for your friendship. Now, Joe, you're going to have your show. Your show is on Red State Talk Radio. Now, tell us a little bit about your show before we get into talk taking care of shop.
Oh, well, CL, look, Red State Talk Radio, and you really were instrumental in introducing me to that platform. But I've got to tell you, it is the fastest growing digital radio platform in the country. It is coast to coast. And the owners are doing something that no one is really doing, which is allowing the host to speak freely. There's no editorial oversight in the sense that, you know, if you say something you shouldn't say, I mean, you know, they've got to step in. But in terms of just being able to go on the air and broadcast, it's amazing. And my show is every day from 2 to 3 on Red State Talk Radio. And just happy to be part of the family with you, Kate Daly, and so many other hosts. Just a real great opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, Joe's show, Joe Carey's show, and folks, you can get a full package, a full meal deal. I'll be coming on at 12 to 2 starting next Monday on the 9th of March. I'll be coming on from 12 to 2, and right after me, you stay tuned for my good friend, Joe Carey. Joe, our nation is in it's upheaval. It's upheaval that's going on here. How is our president handling it? How should we as Americans be looking at our American future? How are you interpreting the terrain in our nation right now? Give us your take.
You know, CL, I have to say, and you and I have spoken about this many, many times, and I think as long as our country continues to look for solutions in Washington, D.C., as long as we continue to look for solutions in big business, I think we're on the wrong track. I truly believe that the solutions to what ails us as a country, look at Facebook. You know, when these Russians bought ads on Facebook, they were less concerned about helping Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. They were buying ads to target divisions among Americans. They were buying ads on hot-button issues, Black Lives Matter, gun control, racism, and they were seeking to plant these seeds so American would be pitted against American. And the only long-term solution is, you know, and I end my show on this note every day, it's the reminder just to get right with God. And that's going to be different for me than you or, you know, your audience. But if every one of us just takes that time to say, you know what, the most important thing in my life today, it's not my job, it's not politics. Those things are important and they're necessary. But the most important thing is to take a few minutes every day and remind ourselves, am I doing the things that are bringing me closer to God? That's our long-term solution.
Is there a spiritual void that progressive liberalism and the longing to belong, are people filling that void with stuff like Antifa? Black Lives Matter. Is it really that yearning, Joe, in your opinion, that is being acted out here, even in the gangs and the gang banging, the breakdown in the family that's going on, all of that? You're saying that there's a spiritual thing going on here that is not being met according to our Judeo-Christian ethic. What do you say about it?
Yeah, CL, I couldn't agree more. Look, the social scientists, you know, they say that our top need, right, after we have our basic needs of shelter, of food, water, once we meet those basic needs, it says the ultimate need, the ultimate want for a human is to belong. It's to know that we're loved and to love. And we have a breakdown of that, and I think in many ways intentional. And I think you're 100%. As we don't have that connection to each other, you're right. We're looking to these fake, cheap counterfeits to say we belong. So you see an Antifa. You see these groups whose sole purpose is to say, join us. You know, join our gang. Join Antifa. But it also applies to political parties, you know, both sides, when they say the political party is more important than principle. That's also a counterfeit. But, you know, humans, we want to belong. We need to belong. And the ultimate way to get there is to know your neighbors. But most importantly, it's to know yourself, and it's to know where you fit in and how you fit in. And we need to rebuild those bonds in our families and in our communities. Because look, and CL, you know this better than I do. If we can't get it right in our families, we'll never get it right in our communities, and we'll never get it right in our country. It's just that simple.
Wow. Wow. Well said, Joe. The attack on the police, the thin blue line. I was looking at this thing, when I had a chance to, it's just fixating what went on in Las Vegas last evening. I'm up about 5:30, 6 o'clock most mornings, and this was the leads. It was all over the Fox, over all the Fox News. But Joe, I see an attack on the thin blue line, police. Is there, this will be my question for you, and we'll take it up. I want you to come back with me after the break, too, Joe. We'll take it up after the break, but we can start talking about it. I got about a minute left in this segment. Is there a design in the venom that is being directed toward our men and women in blue, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. And it's intentional and it's constant. And the sad thing, the tragic thing is, under the last administration, a lot of that vitriol was coming from the top law enforcement officer, you know, Eric Holder. A lot of that hatred was coming from the inside. But you see that's taking a toll, right? Like, look at Baltimore, skyrocketing crime rates because the police are afraid to patrol. It's not because they're afraid. Look, they've always gone into the dangerous neighborhoods, and they've always gone into, the crack-ridden communities. And they did it because it was their job. But now they're not going. And it's not because they're afraid of the violence. They're afraid of being stabbed in the back by a politician who says, hey, I can score votes if I attack the police. So they don't want any part of it. And crime in the inner cities is skyrocketing because police just don't feel they can trust their elected leaders. And it's sad, but I think in most cases they're right. These elected leaders would throw them to the wolves, and they have been. And that's why we're seeing this surge in violence. And it's preventable, but it requires us to know each other. It requires us to trust each other. And that's just not happening right now.
I'm on with Joe Carey. Joe Carey, a radio host in his own right here on Red State Talk Radio. And, of course, Joe is a Philadelphia-trained lawyer, and he is a friend of mine and our good friend Glenn Beck. All of you know that name. He's going to return with me here on the C.L. Bryant Show as we broadcast coast to coast throughout the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. And folks, I want you to download the free C.L. Bryant Show app, the free C.L. Bryant Show app onto your Android or iPhone device and listen to us anywhere you go throughout the world. Be back in just a couple of minutes here on Red State Talk Radio, and we'll be joined by Joe Carey when I return. Don't you go anywhere.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
C.L., back with you. Joe Carey is my guest. He has his show airs daily, 2 p.m. on Red State Talk Radio. Tune it in. Download the free Red State Talk app onto your Android or iPhone device and catch Joe at 2 p.m. And starting Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, these are Eastern times, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern, you'll be able to hear the C.L. Bryant Show. Joe, when we look at our educational system, and you and I have talked about this before, I'm beginning to see that there is a conditioning, it appears, not just on the college campuses. This beginning, it appears, in elementary school all the way through secondary and university education. I'm seeing a conditioning for our young people to accept things that you and I'm a little older than you, but you and I never thought we would ever see being accepted in this country. Where are we headed on that trail? Again, we're talking about designs and we're talking about being accepted. And I know that peer pressure is huge in that younger age group. But where is this conditioning? Who is doing the conditioning? Why is there a conditioning going on in your estimation?
You know, you look through history, CL, and if you really want to change a country, if you want to change its future, you don't start with, you know, people our age. You go right to the educational system, and you think of the ism of your choice, Nazism, fascism, communism, totalitarianism, whatever ism you want to focus on, they always turn their attention to education and the schooling of the kids. And Charlton Heston said it best. He at the NRA when he was alive, he said, "We can win every court battle. We can win every legislative battle. But if we lose the battle for our kids, it won't matter." And his point was, we can protect gun rights today, but if kids are taught that guns are bad, if kids are taught you don't have a constitutional right to a weapon or to a firearm, then it won't matter. And I think of my own kids. I have three young kids. They're in public school in the Philadelphia area, very liberal, very progressive. And, you know, they come home and they talk about, you know, guns. And I'll never forget, my daughter came home. She was about 10. And she said, "Yeah, in school today, we learned that basically guns were bad. Like, guns were things to be avoided." CL, that day, I packed up all three of my kids and we went to a shooting range. And I wanted them to see that, look, guns aren't bad. Guns are good. They're not dangerous. They can be. They can be deadly. And, you know, it started a great family tradition of gun ownership and gun responsibility. But think of all the parents who may not have the time or don't know what's going on. And this isn't just with guns. It's with, you know, the nonstop push about climate change, you know, and there's that balance, you know, like between the schools coming home and my kids are coming home from school and they're all saying, you know, climate change, temperatures are getting hotter, because that's what they are just pressed with, nonstop propaganda. And you really have to be involved in the lives of your kids in that educational setting, because if you're not, you will lose them. They will love you, they will respect you, but they will look at the issues that you look at and just say, you know what? You know, Dad, that's old school. You know, there's a new way of thinking. And it's amazing, because it requires constant awareness to what's going on. And that's difficult, because we're out working, trying to make a living to support the family.
The one thing that you brought up, Joe, was this, and I want to get back to that right now. Regardless of what your faith standard may be, you may be Jewish, you may be Israeli, you may be Christian, whatever you may be in this country. But is it necessary now for a message to be brought to our spiritual, so-called spiritual leaders, to have more of a say and a backbone in this secular conversation, so that they can, in fact, seed it and pepper it with what I feel, and I know you feel, is necessary, and that is to show the spiritual weaknesses that our nation is suffering from? Why? My question then to you, my question to you is this. Are we seeing a lack of backbone in our spiritual leaders? Are we not seeing them enough, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, see, yeah, absolutely. And let me say this. I love coming to Shreveport. I love, you know, going out to lunch or dinner with you. Not because you usually buy. That too, but I like it. I like it, CL, because you always begin with prayer. And even if we're out in public, you know, CL will bow his head and he will say a verbal prayer at the table. That's extinct. We don't do that in Philadelphia, because we've been conditioned to say that offends people. We don't say grace in public because we've been conditioned to believe, well, that's just you trying to be pious. And I will tell you, I love when you do that, CL. It is a reminder that it's not just the leadership that's lost its backbone. There are too many believers. And when I say, I'm not talking Christian, I'm talking about people of faith who have decided, I'm going to go along to get along. I'm not going to make waves. It's one of the reasons why I think the left absolutely hates Donald Trump, because he will not be embarrassed, right? He doesn't feel the shame that he is supposed to feel from the celebrities and the media when they shun him. And I think it's the same way with people of faith, that I think too many of us take the approach that, well, you know, this position isn't popular. This isn't, you know, going to win me any friends. It doesn't give us the right to be rude or overbearing, but certainly people of faith have a right to believe, a right to practice. One of the biggest cases before the Supreme Court this term is going to be the baker in Colorado who said, I am a Christian. I cannot bake a cake for two individuals who are same-sex marriage. He had cakes. He said, if you want to buy a cake, you can buy it in his store.
Right.
He said, I can't bake it for you because it's just not what I believe in.
Right. Right.
I look at that case and I think, wow. Go ahead.
No, Joe. You know, the only thing I was saying, man, you're so right about religious freedom, freedom of religion in this country. And man, we're going to be cross-referencing each other here, folks. I have Joe Carey on the line with me. Joe, tell the folks again, got about a minute left in this segment. And then coming up at the top of the hour will be Jonathan Gillum, former Navy SEAL and Air Marshal and the author of the book, Sheep No More. He'll be coming on with me after Joe Carey. But Joe, tell the folks one more time how to listen to you and how to get a hold of you for more of your thoughts.
Well, CL, I am thrilled. Look, I'm following your show Monday through Friday. You're going to be on from 12 to 2. My show is going to be on immediately following yours from 2 to 3. And just happy to be there. And like I said, Red State, they get it. It is the fastest growing digital radio platform in the country. It is coast to coast, and I know that you know what they're planning to do in the future. I know that you have the inside scoop on that, and it is amazing. They get it, and this platform is going to be, it is, wildly successful, and as they incorporate the changes that they want to make, it is going to be an ever bigger force to be reckoned with in the media market. And we need voices like Red State. We need platforms that say, you're a conservative. Don't be afraid to speak. Here's the platform. Talk to, you know, a quarter of a million, half a million people. That's important. That's essential in order for conservatives to have that voice and to compete in the marketplace of ideas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Joe Carey, God bless you and God keep you. Tell the family I said hello. And hey, man, anytime you want to come on down here to Shreveport, the Arklatex, you are welcome. And yeah, man, I'll be happy to buy. No question about it. God bless you and God keep you. The truth is, folks, Joe doesn't hardly let me buy. That's the truth of it.
Thanks, CL.
Talk to you soon, brother. Talk to you soon. I'm CL. And this is the C.L. Bryant Show. Was on with Joe Carey, my good friend, and he's going to be coming on after me starting Monday. I'll be coming on at 12 to 2 o'clock p.m., and that is Eastern Time. There in the jewel cities of the Arklatex, that will be 11 to 1 in the Central Time Zone.